In 1814, we took a little trip, along with Colonel Jackson, down the mighty Mississippi. Today's Feast of Our Lady of Prompt Succor does, in one sense, remember that trip of Colonel Jackson and his troops down to Chalmette in what became known as the Battle of New Orleans, American forces routing the much more powerful British on January 8, 1815. Much has been made of the strategy and ingenuity, the squirrel guns and P-Rows that brought victory. We in church, however, celebrate another weapon and means, the power of prayer, through Our Lady of Prompt Succor, with the Ursuline Sisters. An all-night vigil on January 7th led to an early morning mass on the 8th at the old Ursuline Convent, one famously interrupted with, "Victory is ours," and with an impromptu Te Deum sung. The sisters believed God was capable of big gestures, that he would hear the pleadings of Mary, who showed her love of people not just in the wedding feast of Cana past, but in the Battle of New Orleans present. The beautiful Our Lady of Prompt Succor statue today over the main altar, the State Street Shrine, just 3 minutes away from here, had been brought by one of the sisters, Sister Saint-Michel Gensoul, from France to New Orleans because of an answered prayer just 5 or so years before the battle. God is capable of big gestures, of moving in our lives, today and in all future trips down the mighty Mississippi. We see that in the faith of this feast, the faith of those Ursuline sisters, the faith of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, always hastening to help. May we make use of the power of prayer today. May we notice how our God makes use of it.